All right, team, let's break down SWOLF. This is your swimming efficiency metric, and it's straightforward. It combines your lap time in seconds with your total stroke count into one single score. Think of it like golf. The lower your SWOLF number, the better your performance. The calculation is simple. Take your lap completion time in seconds, add the number of strokes you took, and remember, each individual hand entry counts as one stroke. This dual component metric bridges the gap between raw speed and technical efficiency. It prevents you from artificially lowering your stroke count by overgliding, which just kills your momentum and increases lap time without giving you any real performance gains. For triathletes and distance swimmers, SWOLF isn't just a number. It's a critical energy management tool. When you optimize that balance between stroke rate and stroke length, you maintain competitive swim splits while conserving vital energy for the cycling and running portions of a race. But here's the rule. Use SWOLF strictly as a personal progress tracker, not a comparative benchmark. Your body dimensions, height, arm length, naturally dictate your reach and glide distance. Comparing yourself to another athlete just isn't reliable. Your score reflects your unique physiology. Measure it only against your own historical data. That said, understanding general benchmarks gives you clear context for your training. In a 25-meter pool, beginner swimmers typically score between 45 and 55. Intermediates run 35 to 45. Advanced swimmers hit 30 to 35, and elite athletes consistently score between 25 and 30. If you're training in a 25-yard pool, those benchmarks shift slightly lower. Beginners sit at 40 to 50, intermediates 35 to 45, and advanced swimmers 28 to 35. And for those logging miles in a 50-meter pool, scores in the low 70s indicate excellent efficiency. Just remember, when comparing results across different pool lengths, add 2 to 3 points to your 25-meter scores to account for the extra distance. Most swimmers take between 12 and 22 strokes per 25 meters or yards, though that varies significantly based on your height and technique. Modern swim watches and smart goggles automate this tracking, but you must verify whether your device counts individual arm entries or full stroke cycles to ensure your data is actually accurate. Now, improving your SWOLF score requires prioritizing foundational technique over arbitrary number chasing. Artificially reducing your stroke count by overgliding disrupts your rhythm, degrades your body position, and ultimately increases your energy expenditure. Instead, focus on building proper stroke mechanics and core strength. Maintain full extension at stroke entry. Fully engage your lats and shoulders during the pull phase. And keep a high, streamlined body position throughout the entire stroke cycle. Your optimal performance lies at the precise intersection of stroke rate and stroke length. Increase your rate too quickly, and you'll get hand slippage and inefficiency. Focus solely on length, and you'll kill your forward momentum. Manual stroke counting during practice develops the real-time awareness you need to find and maintain this personal sweet spot. Targeted drills are the most effective method for developing the water feel and mechanics required to lower your SWOLF score. Catch-up freestyle enforces full extension and proper body alignment by requiring one arm to wait before initiating the next stroke. Sculling drills isolate your hand and forearm movements to build propulsion sensitivity across different water zones. The fist drill forces reliance on forearm surface area rather than hand-dominated pulling, which improves your overall catch efficiency. Fingertip drag reinforces high elbow recovery and sharpens your body awareness during the recovery phase. Incorporating tempo trainers can also help you experiment with different stroke rates while maintaining proper form. Ultimately, SWOLF shifts your swimming focus from brute force speed to intelligent efficiency. By tracking your personal metrics consistently, mastering foundational technique, and balancing your stroke components, you will move through the water with purpose. This approach not only improves your swim split, but strategically conserves the energy required to excel in the remaining stages of a triathlon or distance event.